Help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, October 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
Welcome to another episode of the Bamateur Hour. On this episode, we're going to review and do a rewind relook of Alabama's win over LSU on the road as Alabama dominated LSU, winning 42-13. Huge win, and it kept Alabama's hopes alive in 2024 to make the playoffs as Alabama ran their record to 7-2. It was a big game. Alabama needed to win out the rest of the season if they wanted to make the playoffs. So this was a huge win for Alabama to go down into Death Valley, into Baton Rouge, and come away with the win. This win, I would argue, is their biggest win of the season, and even bigger than the win over Georgia, because it was an SEC win on the road against a good LSU team. And Alabama really came out and played their best overall game from start to finish of the year. Certainly the Georgia win was a high point as well, but Alabama in the second half really struggled and barely pulled out that Georgia win, whereas Alabama from the second quarter on really dominated LSU and put it to them. And Alabama did exactly what Texas A&M did in the second half in Texas A&M's win against LSU, is they ran the ball really, really effectively. And the quarterback run really flummoxed LSU as their defense got shredded, as Milroe had a great game. The rushing attack was really strong, and the passing game really wasn't needed that much, although they did complete some key passes to keep the ball moving. But it really was about two things. LSU defense played poorly, and Alabama shredded them. And then also LSU turned the ball over three times to stymie their offense in a game that could have been much closer had LSU not turned the ball over and converted on some of those opportunities. This really could have been a shootout rather than a blowout win by Alabama over LSU. Huge win, huge high point of the season, and Alabama looked like they had still had a good shot to make the playoffs if they could just run the tables. Unfortunately, they went into Norman, Oklahoma in a few weeks and lost that game, and their playoffs hopes were squashed. And ended up having a good old bowl game and then lost to Michigan as well. So let's go over just a couple of the key aspects of the game. Alabama's offense was dominant, gaining 311 yards on the ground, had six rushing touchdowns. Milroe had a career-high 185 yards rushing, and he had four touchdowns. Just a great game by Milroe, and LSU's defense just looked out of position, poor execution, and got shredded. LSU's offense struggled against Alabama not to move the ball, but they turned the ball over three times as Nussmeier threw two interceptions, one of them in the red zone, and he also had a sack strip fumble that was costly at the end of the first half. We'll get into that more later, but the three LSU turnovers really hurt LSU and allowed Alabama to capitalize on all of them and put points on the board as Alabama won this game in a runaway. And really, the game could have been a lot closer. We'll break that down as we look at the drive-by-drive situation. But anyway, great game by Alabama, dominant win. It really secured Alabama's position in the SEC and gave them a real clear shot to make the SEC title game. But again, they had to run the table the rest of the ways. They were at 7-2. They had to win three more games, and then they would have made the SEC championship game. And my belief is, even had they gone to the SEC championship game and lost to Texas, I still think had they been 10-3 and their only loss being to Texas to put them in that third loss, they still would have made the playoffs. But being 9-3 and having lost three regular season games and losing to a mediocre Oklahoma team, that really ended up keeping them out of the playoffs, and they had the bad loss to Michigan. So anyway, let's dive into the game as a whole. We'll start on the opening drive. Bama came out, and Bama really set the tone on the opening drive as Alabama went 75 yards in eight plays to score a touchdown and take a 7-0 lead. Bama scored on a Jalen Milroe 39-yard run where he just ran it up and just ran through and around the LSU defense. They looked like they were turned around. They were out of position. Guys were hurting on each other, and in some cases, it looked like one of the Alabama defenders blocks another one of the LSU defenders looks like he blocks another LSU defender and gets in the way, and Milroe makes a great play, athletic run, and really the route was on here, although until about the last 4 minutes of the first half, the game seemed to be very close, but it just showed you that LSU was not prepared to deal with a running offense and a high-powered quarterback that could run. And just as Texas A&M behind Marcel Reed had previously shredded LSU's defense in the second half, Milroe did it the whole game. So great start for Bama. Bama goes up 7-0, scores on the opening drive. And so with 10:50 left in the first quarter, Bama's up 7-0. LSU comes out on the first drive. They go 44 yards in six plays. They kick a 23-yard field goal, and the Bama lead is now 7-3. On this drive, LSU ran the kickoff back to the 50-yard line, and you'll notice throughout the game that Alabama's special teams did not do a great job on kick coverage, as LSU got great field position multiple times in the game on kick returns. On this drive by LSU, Caden Durham runs the ball 45-yard line, runs the ball 45 yards and takes the ball down to the Alabama 5-yard line. And LSU is in business on this opening drive, first and goal. But the Bama defense, and this is really the theme of how Alabama's defense played all day, is it was a bend but do not break mentality. And they have a great goal line stand here on LSU's opening drive, holds LSU to a field goal, and Bama's up 7-3 with 9 minutes left in the first quarter. So what could have been a 7-7 game, Alabama really stiffened up, held them to 7-3. Alabama comes back out, takes the on their second drive, and they go 75 yards in 15 plays, and Alabama gets another touchdown to take a 14-3 lead. Bama actually methodically moved the ball down the field, with the only big play being a Milroe 20-yard pass to Jim Miller being the big chunk play of the drive. The rest of the plays were 3, 5, 7, 10 yards, and these are what I criticized Alabama all about all along in 2024, is that their offense didn't put together methodical long drives where they picked up 3, 5, 7, 10 yards at a time. They had big chunk plays that would take them down the field and they would score quickly or be boom or bust. But this was a long methodical drive that ate the clock, and Bama scores, goes up 14-3 with 2 minutes left in the first quarter. So Alabama's in good shape, having scored touchdowns on both drives. LSU's second drive, they come out and they go 17 yards and six plays, and they punt the ball. Ryan Williams fields the ball on the punt, returns at 28 yards to the LSU 48-yard line. So Bama's in business again on its third drive with 14 minutes left in the first half, as this drive takes the game from the first quarter into the second quarter, and Alabama takes over leading 14-3. On this drive, on Alabama's third drive, they bog down. They only get 9 yards and six plays, and they have to punt. Two Alabama penalties on this drive really hurt the Alabama drive, and they're forced to punt. Bama does pin LSU back on its own 10-yard line, and LSU takes over with 10 minutes and 54 seconds left to go in the first half, with Alabama up 14-3. On LSU's third drive, LSU goes 64 yards in seven plays, and they again bog down as they get in the red zone and have to settle for a field goal. And now Bama leads 14-6 with 8:26 left in the first half. It's really anybody's game at this point. And Alabama's defense, again, is bend but don't break, as they do hold LSU to a field goal once they got it into the red zone. On Alabama's fourth drive, Alabama goes 35 yards in nine plays, but they turn the ball over on downs, as Alabama's unable to convert on both 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1 at the LSU 40-yard line. Bama still leads 14-6 with 3 minutes and 37 seconds left in the half, but they do turn the ball over. And this is really another theme on short yardage plays. Alabama was very inconsistent in getting that push and being able to pick up those 1-yard, 2-yard, 3-yard plays Even though Alabama is up 14-6, it would have been nice for them to at least get a field goal out of this drive or punch it in again and get another touchdown to take a commanding lead. But the offensive line's not able to do it. How much of it was scheme? How much of it was just the line not being able to dominate in the run game? But either way, Bama turns it over on downs. And at this point in the game, it's still anybody's game. And with LSU at home, you feel like LSU's been able to drive the ball, get it in the red zone, but not put it in the end zone and settling for field goals. At this point, I was really worried about LSU's ability to pick up some touchdowns and take the lead and really put it to Alabama. So on LSU's drive number four, Garrett Nussmeier suffers a sack strip fumble caused by Jahad Campbell and recovered by Tim Smith. Bama is in business after the strip sack fumble recovery. On this play, Campbell blitzes through the middle. He comes in unscathed as the line. When you watch the play, you really see that they miss their assignments and just let him run free. And really, you've got two offensive linemen, the center and the left guard, who are sitting there blocking no one as Jahad Campbell comes through the middle, chases down Nussmeier. Nussmeier scrambles to the left, but is not able to outrun Jahad Campbell. And you get the sack, strip, fumble as he knocks the ball out. Bama picks it up, and Bama's in business. So on Alabama's drive number five for the game, Bama goes 32 yards in three plays as Milroe scores on a 10-yard run, and now Bama's up 21-6 with 2:35 left in the half. Bama capitalizes on the LSU turnover and is in good shape at this point, as you now feel like Bama's got control of the game. You're still worried about LSU's ability to put some points on the board since their offense had been able to move the ball to this point in the game, but fortunately, Alabama is up 21-6. LSU takes over after the kickoff. LSU goes 33 yards in 10 plays to close the half, but they failed to get in field goal range as Bama's able to, again, bend but don't break. And that's really the theme of the Bama defense in this game, is they have that bend and but don't break mentality. They're opportunistic. They're able to make turnovers. And Alabama goes into the half up 21-6. If you look at the first half summary, the game was much closer than the score appeared. Alabama's offense is able to get three touchdowns on a strong running game. LSU moved the ball, but failed to punch it in the end zone, settled for two field goals, and then had the turnover by Nussmeier that was really costly. And Alabama converts on that short field situation, get their third touchdown, and you're liking Alabama's chances of winning, but at this point, you still think it's anybody's game, and that LSU, it's only a matter of time before they start putting the ball in the end zone. And LSU had some strong second halves earlier in the season to win some games, so I still had great concern, but Bama ends up having a strong second half and really putting it to LSU. In the second half, LSU gets the ball. They go 71 yards in 14 plays, before Nussmeier is intercepted on second and goal for a touchback. Again, LSU moves the ball, but Bama's bend but don't break defense is opportunistic. Nussmeier throws the interception. Bama takes over and comes out on its own 20 with the touchback. And Bama's leading 21-6 with 8:44 left in the third quarter as Bama takes over on its first drive in the second half. The way Bama closed strong in the first half, Alabama is able to open the second half with a turnover on LSU's first drive, and then they're also able to come out, and they go 80 yards in eight plays as Milroe scores another touchdown as he runs it 19 yards in to put Alabama up 28-6. Alabama picks up one first down on this drive on a face mask penalty. They get another first down on a big chunk play on a Ryan Williams 22-yard run. Bama's now in a commanding lead, 28-7. And the best news is those two drives took a lot of time off the clock. So Bama's up 28-6 rather, with 5:05 left in the third quarter. You're feeling really good. I know I was feeling really good about Bama's chances at this point. But again, didn't want to count LSU out. LSU comes out on their next drive, and they go 14 yards and five plays and have to punt as the Alabama defense in this drive really stiffens up and forces the five and out and the punt. Bama takes over, and on this drive, and Bama goes 85 yards in five plays for a quick score as Milroe runs at 72 yards on a quarterback keeper, and Bama is in business and in command, 35-6. So they're now up 35-6 with 14 minutes and 50 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. Bama is dominating LSU. They're opportunistic. The bend but don't break defense. The offense is running the ball down LSU's throat, and LSU just does not seem to have the scheme or the players to stop Alabama, as Alabama is now going from what could have been a close game to dominating thanks to the opportunistic defense, the bend but don't break defense, and the strong running game that they have throughout this game. LSU comes out now on its third drive, down 35-6. LSU goes 33 yards in seven plays and turns the ball over on downs. LSU's feeling desperate. They go for it on fourth down. They're in good field position, and they actually get the ball down to the Bama 21-yard line. But once again, they get into the red zone and fail to convert on fourth and five, turn the ball over, and Bama takes over. On Bama's third drive in the half, Bama takes the ball over at their own 20. They go three and out. On third down, Milroe takes a five-yard loss and has to punt in what could have been a potential to keep this drive going. But fortunately, it doesn't matter. Fortunately, Milroe does not fumble the ball, does not take a safety, does not throw an interception, takes the sack, five-yard loss. Bama's up 35-6 with 9:26 left in the game. Bama's in control. It's going to take an epic meltdown at this point for Bama to lose. LSU comes out on its fourth drive. LSU's pinned back on its own 12-yard line. LSU goes 14 yards in four plays and turns the ball over as Nussmeier is intercepted by Bray Hubbard. Bama takes over. On the Bray Hubbard interception, Bama's now up 35-6 with 7:43 left in the game. Bama's in great shape. Bama, on their fourth drive, takes over on the LSU 47-yard line after the interception. Bama goes 47 yards in nine plays, scores on a Richard Young 9-yard run, and Bama's now up 42-6 with 2 minutes left. Nail in the coffin, game over. Bama fans celebrating. LSU is dejected. And it just has turned into a rout in what really could have been a close game. So LSU comes out on its fifth drive. LSU goes 75 yards in eight plays against Bama backups. They score on a Nussmeier 12-yard pass to Kyron Lacy. Now the score is 42-13 with 11 seconds left. Bama runs out the clock, gets a huge road win, and now Bama gets a huge road win. 42-13, probably, again, as I said, the biggest win of Alabama's season since it's an SEC road win against a rival. They blew them out. The Georgia win was big as well, but this one they had to have to stay in the running for the playoff. It was a road game, a game I was very nervous about and wasn't sure Alabama could win, and they came through with flying colors, opportunistic defense, great running game. Got three turnovers and just routed LSU in what I thought was a shocking win, but happy to have it happen. Really a high point of the season. But Alabama's playoff hopes will be extinguished when they go to Oklahoma, as Oklahoma hands it to them and ends their hopes for going to the playoffs. We will cover that in another Rewind Relook episode. Let's talk about the stats in this game. Alabama had 420 yards of offense. LSU had 343 yards of offense. So like I said, LSU moved the ball. Their offense was effective, but Alabama's bend but don't break, opportunistic defense kept LSU out of the end zone. They were able to convert on the turnovers and win in a rout. LSU had 239 passing yards. Alabama only had 109 passing yards, but it didn't matter. Alabama was dominant on the ground, rushing for 311 yards and six rushing touchdowns. LSU only had 104 yards on the ground. Time of possession, Alabama had the ball for 34 minutes. LSU had the ball for 26 minutes. So Alabama dominated the time of possession, had that opportunistic defense. They got the three turnovers, two interceptions, the strip sack fumble recovery. Milroe had a great game, 185 yards rushing, four rushing touchdowns. His passing really wasn't needed. Nussmeier threw, he was 27 of 42 for 239 yards, but he had two interceptions and he also had a fumble. So Nussmeier really had three costly turnovers in the game, and that was the difference as Alabama wins. Let's go through the grading for this. I would give Alabama's offense an A overall. It was an A-plus in the running game. It was a B in the passing game, but they didn't really need the passing game here to be effective. LSU didn't force them into situations where they were forced to pass the ball, and Alabama just ran it down their throats, got six rushing touchdowns, and killed them. Milroe had a great game. On the defensive side, I would give Alabama a B+. LSU moved the ball. LSU got into the red zone many times, but Bama was a bend but don't break defense as they forced three turnovers, got two interceptions, got the sack strip fumble of Nussmeier, and they were very opportunistic. The highlight play really was that Deontay Lawson strip sack fumble where he ran up the middle, chased down Nussmeier, knocked the ball out, recovered it, and they were in business. So huge, or rather, that was Jahad Campbell that made that play. But anyway, it was a huge play defensively. Special teams, I will give Alabama an A-. Their kick coverage was not great, but they effectively punted and kept LSU deep and were very effective in pinning them back. So special teams an A-. The coaching was an A. I'll give Kellen DeBoer and his staff just high marks for this big win, road win in the SEC over LSU. They executed well. They didn't turn the ball over. So overall, an A performance for Alabama. That is it for this rewind, relook in Alabama's 42-13 blowout win in Death Valley in Baton Rouge as Alabama goes on the road and beats up on LSU. Great win. Probably, to me, the highlight win of the season. The Georgia win, the Auburn win were certainly good wins as well. Going up to Wisconsin, big win. But this had to be the best win where Alabama played the best of – they played their best all season from start to finish. Great win. And one that I really celebrate and gives me hope of the things that this Alabama team can do in 2025. That has been a rewind, relook at the LSU win over, the Alabama win over LSU. This is another episode of the Bamature Hour. We thank you all for listening. Please subscribe and hit the notification button on our YouTube channel and become a YouTube subscriber. If you listen to us on the podcast, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, RSS, we appreciate you listening. We now have over 1,700 subscribers on our YouTube channel and growing. So we really appreciate all of you listening. And again, this has been a rewind, relook at Alabama's dominating win over LSU. We will be back to you probably in a week or so with another episode as Bama John is off on vacation for a week and we'll be silent, but then we'll be back in full force as we ramp up for the opening kickoff for FSU, which is about 45 days away, and FSU is really talking smack. So this is it for this episode of the Bamature Hour. Roll Tide.